Hi, this is Tony Hernandez. Welcome to another Blind Cool Tech podcast. I'm going to show you how to create an audiobook for your iPod. If you have an iPod Nano or an iPod Touch, Shuffle, or whatever iPod you have, you know that there are certain features that are used by the iPod with the audiobooks. And one of those features is shuffle immunity. That means it's immune to shuffle, which means that you won't be shuffling your collection and then get a chapter of War and Peace or whatever it is you have on your iPod. The other feature is bookmarking. It remembers where you left off, even if you turn off the iPod. It doesn't do that with regular music, with what the iPod considers music. So the program I'm going to use converts your MP3 files. It uses MP3 and turns them into M4B files, and it creates an audiobook for your iPod. So now I'm going to launch the program.
Start program, submit, MP3 iPod audiobook converter, submenu, MP3, leaving menu, start button, MP3 iPod audiobook converter, add button, alt plus A.
I'm going to convert the book Jane Eyre, which I got from LibriVox.org. That's LibriVox.org. And the first thing that's in focus here is the add button, so I'm going to press that.
Open dialog, file name, edit combo. Folder view list view.
I'm shift tabbing to go to the folder view so I can navigate.
Space, look at combo box, my documents, alt plus I, folder view list, downloaded podcast, downloads, folder view list view, Jane Eyre 0308 09, LibriVox 64 KB MP3. Look at combo box, Jane Eyre 0.
There are 38 chapters here. I'm gonna do Control A to select all, press enter, and it'll add them pretty quickly.
Add button, alt plus A.
Okay, and the files are added. And now I'm going to tab to a group of radio buttons. It'll give me a couple of options. You can do that, or you can... I choose to do the other, because otherwise the iPod will tell me I have 38 more audio books. For some reason, the iPod doesn't recognize the idea of separate files for each chapter.
Convert all input files into one big output file, radio button checked.
Now I'll tab again.
iPad editor link. Artist edit, Charlotte Brown.
I don't want to hide the tag editor. I want to make sure that my title and my artist and so forth are all correct. But you can click that and hide it so you can get to your start conversion button if you don't care. By the way, the tag editor is automatically hidden if you choose to convert each audio file into a separate file instead of merging them into one big file.
Writer edit. Title edit 01 chapter 01.
That's an incorrect title. The author was correct, the artist. And the title is Jane Eyre.
Title edit Jane Eyre 01 chapter 01.
I want to clear all the rest of that out.
Eyre dash. Space, dash, space. Album edit Jane Eyre.
Keep the album the same as Jane Eyre.
Genre edit combo undefined. Year edit.
Don't need the genre or track year
edit,
or any of this.
Comment edit, start conversion button.
Or for the comment, I'll put read, read by Elizabeth Collett.
Comment edit read by Elizabeth Collett. Just edit. Drag edit.
And I might want to put in some more information here, but for the sake of brevity, I'll go ahead and start conversion.
Start conversion button. Save as dialog. File name, edit combo, January 01, run 64KB.M4B.
And rename the file to just the Jane Eyre without all the numbers.
B4M, period. January.
Jane Eyre.
Jane Eyre.M4B0, folder view list view. Space, folder view list view, unselected Jane Eyre for 0308 09, folder view list view, unselected Bible. Jane Eyre for iPod. Folder view list view.
This is a folder I had pre-created before I started recording so that I'd have it ready.
File name, edit, save as time, comment. File name, edit combo, Jane Eyre.M4B.
Just want to make sure my file name was still correct. I'm a little paranoid about those things. And I'll go ahead and press enter. Now, this is actually encoding, and you can navigate with your JAWS cursor. Hopefully it'll actually work. Sometimes I have a little trouble with it.
JAWS to PC. Start conversion button unavailable. Progress file 1/38. Start button MP3 iPod audio boat dot 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 search desktop 1108 Marlin 61000 Marlin 60.
Okay, sometimes it gets stuck in the taskbar. You've probably all experienced this particular little bug.
Menu. Leaving menus.
Try maximizing my window.
JAWS to PC. Progress file 1/38. Time elapsed 0 o'clock 36. Time remaining 1:50.
That's better. Okay, so that's 1 hour, 50 minutes, and 0 seconds, according to what I just read there. File number 1 of 38, and it's going to actually merge all those files into one big file. And once this is done, you'll get a dialog that says, done with an OK button. If your window for this program is not in focus, you'll get the asterisk sound event. I have the Andre Louis sound scheme. Thank you, Andre, so much for creating that sound scheme. I've been using it for years, and it's just wonderful. So it'll let me know. And it's going to take a while, so of course I'm going to pause this. And the next thing I'm going to show you how to do is actually add it to your iTunes library and sync it to your iPod. One quick thing while we're waiting. I did do the Bible using this and another program, and I was actually able to make 66 files with chapter stops in each of those files for each chapter of each book. And it's the King James Version. And if you actually would like that, I would love to have it on SendSpace or someplace. It's quite a large collection of files. I think it's over a gig, or almost a gig. I'm not exactly sure. It's pretty big. But that one was actually more difficult to do. It was a little bit more involved to put in the chapter stops. It's probably beyond the scope of this podcast, so I'm not going to get into that. I just decided to make all this one big file with no chapter stops for this novel because I don't really need to navigate between chapters in a novel. I just need to know where I last left off. The chapter thing is handy, though, if you're reading the Bible, if you're into that. And again, if you want it, I'll have my contact information at the end of the podcast, and you can let me know, and maybe we'll see what we can do. This is, again, an audio Bible for the iPod. And let me just show you real quick how this is actually organized.
Music.
I go to music. This is my iPod Touch. Okay, I double-tapped on music, and so it's in another track right now. I'm going to go ahead and click on back. Click on more. Audiobooks. The first book that's there is the only book that's there is the Holy Bible.
The Holy Bible. God.
And I'm going to double tap that.
The Holy Bible. Audiobooks. Button. The Holy Bible. Now playing. Button. Search. Text feed. Genesis. 4. 2. 14. 2 hours. 1
okay, I've got
chapter
Genesis.
Exodus. 3. 21. 58. Chapter 01 slash 40.
Exodus.
Leviticus. 2. 31. 28. Chapter 01 slash 27. Numbers. 3. 29. 32. Chapter 01 slash 36.
So you get the idea. I was able to actually put these books in sort order instead of letting the iPod sort them automatically by the name of the book. Okay, this is done. So I'm going to press OK.
No window is active.
Okay, and it seemed to put me out of focus.
Desktop folder. MP3 to iPod audio book converter. MP3 to iPod audio book converter.
Alrighty. Now, the next thing I need to do is, of course, close this program. I'm done with it. I don't need it anymore for now.
Desktop.
And I'm going to open up iTunes so that I can put this into my iTunes library.
iTunes.
Oh, iTunes is opening up now.
iTunes sources preview music 1 of 7.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is press Control O for
Add to Library dialog.
Open, and it's really Add to Library. It's a way of opening the file in iTunes, and it will add it to the library automatically. But it won't start playing the file.
List view not selected, Bible 1 of 46.
Alrighty, and I shift tab there. Now I'm going to find the file that I want, which is in
Jane Eyre for iPod.
Jane Eyre for iPod.
Look at combo JaneAir.m4b.
It's the one file that's in here. No other files. Press Enter. And that, means the file has been added to my iTunes library. And if I tab a little bit, it'll tell me it's copying the file.
Play button, volume, left, right, copying 1 of 1, Jane Eyre.
So that'll probably take a few minutes. It's a big file. And now that I know this is done adding the file, it's done copying.
Play button, volume, left, right, slider, 70 bytes, play button, sources, preview, music, 1 of 7.
I'm going to tab or shift tab, whatever you need to do, to find the audiobooks section. The sources.
Audiobooks.
Okay, and I'll tab 7 or 8 times here.
List view not selected. Name Jane Eyre. Time 18:36:39. Artist Charlotte Brown. Rating 0 stars. 1 of 67.
67 audiobooks here. The other 66 are my Bible books, which I talked about earlier.
Chapter 1 of Jane Eyre.
It looks like it's there. It actually added it to the audiobooks section, the audiobooks source section, automatically. I guess it's probably because of the file type. I'm not sure how it did that when I added it to the library. It must be the file type. Who knows? But anyhow, this actually added it automatically to the library, and now the next thing I can do is sync it to my iPod. So I'll grab my iPod and plug it into the computer. And I'm not sure, but it should do some sort of sync thing. It looks like it's actually syncing, but it's not. I don't know why it does that, but I will go ahead and wait for that sequence to finish and actually sync it myself manually from the file menu. And I'll just pause this. It'll take a few minutes. Okay, looks like I was wrong. Sometimes it does it and sometimes it doesn't, I guess. It's not doing that sync thing, that automatic sync thing that I was afraid it was going to do. It's sort of a fake synchronization. So I'll go to File and start arrowing up.
Menu, Exit, Print, Page Setup, Transfer, Sync Tony's iPod, Y.
That's the one I want. So I'll press Enter.
Leaving menus, List View Name, Jane Air, Time 18:46:39.
Sync in progress.
Screen locked, Sync in progress, that's what it says. And this will take a few minutes, so I'll go on and pause it, and I'll be back with you in just a bit. Okay, it's done syncing on iTunes end, and I got the same sound as I did before. And in a little bit, the iPod will unlock itself and go back to where it was last. And it will probably say it's updating the library. I don't know. By the way, you can cancel a sync that's in progress from the iPod itself. Actually, you can go and find the button and either double-tap it or split-tap it. Mike Arrigo covered all the iPod controls in his iPod Touch podcast a few weeks ago, I guess it was. It took me back to the home screen of the iPod, so I'm going to go into Music.
Music. iPod. Edit. Button.
And
more. Now playing. Button.
It looks like I'm in audiobooks.
Audiobooks. Compilation.
Yes, I am.
Composers.
No, I'm not. I thought I'd be in audiobooks. It actually took me back to the section of folders, audiobooks, compilations,
composers,
genres,
iTunes U,
podcast. This is the more section. So I'm going to click on audiobooks.
Audiobooks. The Holy Bible.
God. Got the Holy Bible here.
Jane Eyre. Charlotte Bronte. 1836-38.
And it's got Charlotte Bronte. That's 18 hours, 36 minutes, and 38 seconds. And if I double tap this. So, looks like the book is on here. Wonderful! Yay! I'm really happy about this. It did take a long time to convert this book. However, to me, it was worth the wait because it's one of my favorite books. You can work on the machine while you're converting the book, so I don't think it's really a big deal. But for a book like this that's timeless for you, that's a real classic in your mind, like this is for me, Jane Eyre is a very nice story. It's one of my favorite public domain books. Then I think it's worth the trouble. I think it's worth the time and the effort. It was certainly worth it for me to research how to do this for the Bible, putting that on my iPod, because that's more important even than Jane Eyre. So if you'd like to contact me, feedback, questions, etc., etc., my name is Tony, and my email address is Tony H Speaks, that's TonyHSpeaks at gmail.com. That's TonyHSpeaks at gmail.com. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope it's been useful to you. And I hope to hear from you. Let me know if you either have questions or comments about this, or if you would like me to hook you up with this Bible with the chapter stops. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Hernandez, and this is Blind Cool Tech.